Parshat Ekev, Perek Ches, Pasuk Beis. The Torah says, "V'zachartos kol aderech asher holichecha Hashem lokecha ze abarim shana b'midbar." You should remember the entire journey that Kadosh Baruch Hu took you 40 years in the midbar. What is the kavanah of the Torah that we should remember the journey that we had for 40 years in the Midbar? I would like to share with you three mahalchim from the Rishonim. The first mahalch, Ramban says, that pshat in the pasuk is that you should, a yid should realize that when a person does a mitzvah, he will be zeicha to toiva shleima, full good. V'lo yeh sadik nezov mavakesh lachem. He won't be abandoned from Hashem. Hashem won't abandon him. He'll have everything he needs. Just like in the Midbar, the Klai Yisrael went, they did mitzvahs Hashem. They went acharei b'midbar, after what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded them to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them mon and food and everything they needed. So too, a person should realize, any time he does a mitzvah, anytime he does mitzvahs Hashem, he will be zeicha to toiva shleima, full good. And Hashem will take care of him. This is what the kavanah of the pasuk is. Remember the 40 years you went in the midbar. Remember that you did mitzvah Hashem. You did Hashem's commandments. You did the ratzon Hashem. You were zeicha to toiva shleima, hu adin. Every time you do mitzvah Hashem, you will be zeicha to toiva shleima. A second mahalach is the rosh. And that's the Kain Bala Toysvis and the Chizkuni all say the same mahalach, and the pasuk is a continuation of the end of Perek Zayin. The end of Perek Zayin, a few pasukim earlier, the Torah says the mitzvah of destroying the Avodah Zarah, all the pesilim that you find, you should burn them in the fire. The pasuk says, "Le'sach moy kesev v'zav aleim." Don't have a taiva, don't have chemda, a desire to take the silver and the gold on the avodah zarah. Burn them. Ki toivas Hashem, get rid of it. Comes along the pasuk now, and the pasuk says, "But if you have some type of desire in your heart for kesev azov, you want kesev azov, you have a desire for kesev azov, v'zecharta, remember that I took you 40 years in the midbar, and you were zeicha to kol tuf without kesev azov. Be betach b'Hashem, be betach b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, be betach b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you realize that from the 40 years in the midbar, you were able to live and have a very happy, good life without kesev azov. That is what the Torah is telling us. That you don't need silver and gold to be able to have a good life. You can have a good life by simple betachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you like He took care of us in the 40 years in the midbar without kesev azov, and we still had a good life. A third mahalach that we find in the Rishonim is Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel, Ois Yudches, Yud Zayin. Rabbeinu Yoina says, as the pasuk is a mitzvah asay, this pasuk with the heart is called a derech, to remember the 40 years we're in the midbar, is a mitzvah, one of the 613 mitzvahs, which the mitzvah is Zichroin chasadov v'zboinim behem, to remember the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to think of, and to be mizboinim, and to look into them and think about them. meaning to say that the pasuk, the general mitzvah, not only should you remember the nisim, the chesed Hashem did for us in the midbar, it's a general mitzvah that a person has to remember in his lifetime, all the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. But her pshat is that when it comes to chasadim, we don't remember. Things that bad happen to us, that is, a person remembers. But things that good that happened to us, a person has to remind himself. And there's another word, v'hizboinim b'hem. Look into it. Think about it. When you look back in retrospect at all the chain of events that happened to a person in his life, when he's mizboinin in the 40 years, his going, his masois, his travelings in his life, he'll realize the chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him. This is the mitzvah. This is what the pasuk is telling us. V'zachartas kol derech, remember the 40 years when the midbar. Look back. Spend time to think, to dwell into everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and try to realize the chasad HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Therefore, that is the mitzvah deraisa of the zecharitz kol derech. The pasuk says in Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu in Perek Lamed Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Hareini nos kvoidecha, I want to see your kavod." So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Lestucha liras es ponai, ki lo yirani adam v'chai." No one saw me and was remained chai. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that re'isas achorai, you'll be able to see achorai ufonai lo yiro. You'll be able to see my back. Rashi brings down the Gemara in Brachas Daf Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the kesher of a tefillin shorosh, the back of Hashem, the back of the head, of the kesher of a tefillin shorosh. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see the achorai of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chasam Sofer has another pshat, a pidrush, on these words of Re'isa Sachoirai, Ufone Leiro, based, Chasam Sofer was mechadish this pshat, based on a maisa, on a story that happened in his life. The story goes that the story is not exactly every detail that I'm saying over is not exactly accurate. The general story is brought down in the Sefer Chut HaMashulash. Brings down that in Pressburg, where the Chasam Sofer lived, there was a war with the French and the Germans, the time of Napoleon, and there were two Jews that hired peasants to go to the battlefield to pick up the weapons, the knives and the guns that were in the battlefields, and the Jews would take the weapons and sell them to the Germans. And these two Yidden, they had a bit of machlokes, a discussion how to divide the profits of their business. And they came to Chasam Sofer, and Chasam Sofer gave them a psak how they're supposed to divide the profits of this business. Shortly afterwards, these two Yidden were caught by the French for selling ammunition to the Germans. And they found there was a paper with a psak from Chasam Sofer about their business. So it seemed to the court that the Chasam Sofer was involved in this terrible act of disloyalty, of selling ammunition to the Germans. So he was summoned to court, and Chasam Sofer was pachad. It was a very, very scary, it was a very, very serious crime. that Chassam Sofer was called down for, and he came to the court, and they told him that we accuse you for not being loyal and selling and helping out the Germans. Chassam Sofer said, "I'm a rab, I'm a rav." These two people came with a shaila, how to split the profits in the business. I didn't even know what the business was. They explained to me what the question was, and I, as a rabbi, have obligation to tell them what to do, how to split it. But I'm very loyal to the government, and I wouldn't do such a thing. The judge said, "Do you remember me? My name is this and this. I know that you're an honest person. I look very up very highly to you. You're pardoned." It was a miracle. What was the story? How did this judge know the Chassam Sofer? When Chassam Sofer was a Talmud, a student, by his Rebbe, and Rav Nosson Adler in Frankfurt, there was near the yeshiva, right across the street from the yeshiva, from the Beis Medrash, there was a chasna hall, and there was a chasna going on that was disturbing the Beis Medrash, and the Chassam Sofer was sent to go tell them to be quiet, to not make so much noise, not disturb the yeshiva. And something happened in many different versions exactly what happened. If they hurt the Chassam Sofer, slapped the Chassam Sofer, where exactly something happened, but the end of the story was the Chassan and the Kala died that night. And it was a big uproar in the city, and they accused of Nosson Adler for the cause of this. Eventually, Nosson Adler had to leave the city of Frankfurt. But in the meanwhile, when the whole uproar of this was going on in the city, Nosson Adler told the Chassam Sofer that he should leave the town, he should go learn in a different town. And he came to the other town. He was staying in the place where the Chassam Sofer was staying. There was a French student that was very, very interested in learning German. And Chassam Sofer taught him German, and they spoke Divrei Chachma, and he was very, very impressed with Chassam Sofer. And this French student eventually became that judge that pardoned Chassam Sofer. Says Chassam Sofer, "Now I realize why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me when I was a bacher away from my Rebbe, away from yeshiva, to have to go learn in this town, to be able to meet this guy, which eventually would be the judge that would save my life." And that's the pasuk. That's Pshat the pasuk. Ve'isas achoyrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you could see me from the back, retroactively, after the fact, after the sequence of events happens. If you want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you look into what happened, ve'isa, you could see Hashem. In the beginning, you can't see Hashem. But if you want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to see the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you mizboinein achoyrai, after everything, look back, why this happened and that happened, and this didn't happen, and that did happen, the whole sequence of events, you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, Rabbi Yoina finishes off. Ubavur milos elu nivra ha'adam. Man was created for this milus, for this mitzvah, to makayim this mitzvah of zichrein chasodo v'zboinen b'en, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasodim and be mizboinen, to think about the chasodim. That is the reason why we were created. We were created to live with gratitude, with hakara, how good HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, and how at moments and times it didn't look like that. We didn't understand it. But afterwards we see Hashem. And that is the mitzvah of V'zachartos kol ha'derech asher licha Hashem akecha zeh arba'im shana b'midbar. to remember the 40 years, the whole, all the Masois, all the 42 of Masois, all the stops and all the starts, and everything that happened, to see the Chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mizboinim in them, and with this, we'll be zeichet to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come closer to our tafkid, and the reason why we were created, and we should be zeichet to have a very good Shabbos. Thank you.